House Resources comes to order at 1:00 or thereabouts Wednesday, February 20th. First off, if you have cell phones that might alarm, you might want to consider handling that. Present are Representative Faircloth, Seaton, Gatto, Johnson, and Roses. The remainder may be coming. Representative Keller in the audience. We've had, over the last two meetings, House Bill 330, HJR 31, House Bill 348. And everybody's here for a second hearing. First item, and I wanted to help out Representative Seaton here. Is that?
340.
340?
348.
348? Hey, Representative Keller, would you come forward? Committee substitute to House Bill 348. And what I will need from someone is a motion to adopt a working draft.
Is that a sponsor substitute?
CS.
Actually, I don't have it. Let me just dig it out here.
Right there.
It's SS, sponsor substitute House Bill 348.
Version O, correctly?
Correct? Yes.
Version O? I don't have a version O.
Version O is up before us.
It's just a work draft, yeah.
It's just a work draft.
LS 1328.
Is there another one after that?
Yeah, I think so. I think it says work draft at the top.
Maybe I, yeah, I flipped too far. Oh, this still says O.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
So.
Oh, it does say O, I'm sorry, it was the second page. Mr. Chairman, if I might, I would like to move as a working document, sponsor substitute for HB number 348, which is stop. Gotcha. House Bill number 348, Resources, which is designated 25-LS1328/Resources.
Object.
Representative Seaton objects.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have before us a sponsor substitute, version O, and there was agreement when this bill was introduced. It had the Board of Fish and the Board of Game, and the agreement was that the Board of Fish would not, would be removed from the bill, and so it would not have a fisheries referral. And this, this committee substitute reinstates the Board of Fisheries, which has an entirely different group of questions that come up, because you were then talking about commercial fisheries and the allocation, potential allocations of assets within those and between those fisheries, as well as between personal use, sport, and assistance. So we have a, reintroducing the Board of Fisheries into this would extremely complicate the entire regime. So I'm going to object to do that unless it gets a referral back to the Fisheries Committee where that can be looked at in great detail.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe four of the six members of Fisheries are set on this committee as well. So I'm not sure that an additional referral would be necessary for us to hear the bill once and then again in Resources. So I will oppose the objection.
We just do a count. Is that true? Four members?
Four.
We currently have four members?
Mm-hmm. Four of the six, Mr. Chairman, or four of the seven.
Currently present.
And Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
And Mr. Chairman, the difference is that in Fisheries, we are concentrating on those aspects of it. Now, if we want to, we just have seen this re-adding of commercial fisheries and the entire Board of Fish onto this bill at this point in time. And if we want to go into the fisheries aspects of this, it's going to take some study and some investigation, because we have looked at this solely as game in our previous hearing. So that's why I'm objecting to this CS.
Did you want to hear from them, or you want to question? Representative Wilson.
I just want to make a comment that I agree with the Representative Seaton, and can't we just move to take out the Board of Fish part with it? I mean, if we have an amendment that would do that, because that, he's right.
Yeah, he's right. We don't have an amendment yet. I'd like to just hear from the sponsor. Or Representative Keller or Mr. Pound.
Thank you, Chairman Gatto. For the record, Wes Keller, District 14, and I just want to make a few just really brief statements, and I really appreciate it if you let Jim explain some of the technical, he's been working. But this weekend, we were up in the district, and overwhelming response from constituents. I was just stunned. We had, and this bill was the issue support. There was, I counted 75 people that came into the small room, and it was real positive. We also, it was gratifying that the, at our request, the Department of Law and Department of Fish and Game have both assisted us in writing these amendments and some level of support, and I believe they'll be here to help us understand the amendments, and I'd like Jim to explain them because he's been working with the departments. So, thanks.
And I did want to add something. Since this is a sponsor substitute and we have previously closed public testimony, the fact that we now have a sponsor substitute, I believe, changes the bill itself. And so I may be reopening public testimony, but let's proceed in the direction of, go ahead, Mr. Pound.
Yeah, thank you. For the record, I'm Jim Pound, staff representative Keller. Mr. Chairman, the changes that you have before you, including the reference to fish, are the language that came at the request of the committee from the Department of Law, Mr. Saxby. I received a copy of these about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, and we've been working on it ever since. I had indicated to your staff, Representative Seaton, that there was a possibility they were going to put fish back in. It was not our intent to change the rules that the agreement that we had from our perspective, and I was just trying to yield to what the committee had requested from the Department of Law, and this is what they gave us. First of all, the language that Mr. Saxby has put together, he is involved in another committee right now and is unable to attend resources today. Is based on two Alaska Supreme Court language decisions. The Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Cooperative Association, Incorporated v. State from 1981, and beg the committees to read this so that I don't have the language incorrect from the Supreme Court. The terms conserving and developing both embody concepts of utilization of resources. Conserving implies controlling utilization of a resource to prevent its exploitation, destruction, or neglect. Development connotes management of a resource to make it available for use. If the board is going to accomplish its designated purpose, it is necessarily going to make decisions concerning utilization of the resource it's charged with managing. That is the Supreme Court language in there. This also complies with Poland v. Ulmer, which is where initially we started out with the language asset, because the state Supreme Court had determined fish, at least as far as salmon were concerned, to be an asset. And by taking this language, we still end up with the same initial intent of the bill of declaring both game and we can certainly do this without fish as an asset. Primarily to eliminate management by initiative.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I understand the difference in version O is just a title change. No other substance of the bill is changed with the exception of adding Board of Fish, and that brings it to compliance with the Supreme Court ruling. Is that what I got from that?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, that's correct. However, we do have, I believe in your packet, a proposal to change the title as well, to tighten it up a little bit.
Today, to change the title from the work draft?
From the work draft, Mr. Chairman. The primary concern, without getting ahead of ourselves here, the primary concern of the amendment, I'll be glad to explain when we get to that point.
Sounds like I'm sorry, Representative Johnson?
Thank you. But I do want to clarify that the Supreme Court ruling has already ruled that fish are an asset. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, that is correct.
And so what this does is just put that in the title and then brings game into that same, that's basically what we do here?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, that is correct.
So we're not, and Mr. Chairman, if I might, so we're not changing anything that is affected by the Supreme Court ruling. We're just basically adding it to the title. Is that?
Through the chair, we are primarily codifying Supreme Court case law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So my understanding is we're taking version O and changing it into this work draft and added Board of Fisheries. That is a pretty major change.
Through the chair, again, that is what the department and the department's attorney request wanted to do.
And Representative Wilson?
Thank you. Can you go over for me, I mean, you've left a lot out of the bill now, so can you explain what you left out and why?
One page. Top to bottom.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson. The ultimate goal in this bill was to determine language, to come up with language, and we certainly worked with the department, with legislative legal, on coming up with language to give the Board of Game, based on the SS version, based on the sponsor substitute version, the authority that when they were allocating and working on management of game, that it would be considered an asset.
Yeah.
The reason for the word asset is, under a loose interpretation of the law, that could be considered appropriation. Appropriation was the word that scared me because it sounds like money, and we didn't want the Board of Game, obviously, thinking that they were allocating. However, the Department of Law determined that appropriated is not necessarily tied into money. All we were trying to do was accomplish an end result, which was to essentially eliminate biology management by initiative. And what the Department of Law came up with accomplishes, in a lot fewer words, exactly the same end result.
Did you get any, because they put, I guess maybe I'll wait till, is the Board of Fish, someone from the Fish and Game going to be commenting on this?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, I know that Mr. Berry is here. I'm not sure if he's going to comment on it or not.
I guess to feel comfortable, I would like to hear someone say that the commercial fishing industry isn't going to be affected by this because this is a pretty big part of my district.
The Chair, Representative Wilson, I have advised the primary people involved with commercial fish.
Jerry,
and unfortunately, he hasn't had much time to look at this either. I got this, like I said, 5:30 last night is when I got this from the Department of Law, and so interpreting it and getting it into a form where it would work for the committee so they could at least look at it. It's been kind of a quick effort this morning.
We could hear from Mr. Berry now. I don't think there'd be a problem. I mean, I like to decloud issues as much as we can. So, Mr. Berry, if you'll come forward, introduce yourself, state your affiliation, and give us your thoughts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure I can do much to decloud issues, but my name is Tim Berry. I'm legislative liaison for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. And Kevin Saxby is really the guy you want to talk to. Unfortunately, right. He is down the hall testifying on a different
bill. Will he be free shortly?
Mr. Chairman,
has he got a two-hour hearing that they're having right now? Or? Oh, that's, yeah, what is that, 5 minutes?
5 days here, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't want to make any promises on his behalf because, I do have a feeling it might take some time down there. But, and so anything I know, I'm getting from him. He was tasked with working with Representative Keller's staff on coming up with this language and did so and, you know, instructed me to say the Department of Law, Department of Fish and Game support this new language and that it does, at least he advises me, achieve what the sponsor is attempting to achieve. How it affects the commercial fishing industry, Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, I mean, again, I trust my lawyer, and my lawyer says that he's happy with this language. I didn't ask him how it affects the commercial fishing industry, so I certainly wouldn't want to make any statements one way or the other on that.
Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. And I appreciate you coming here and trying to help that, you know. So I have a question, and if it's Mr. Saxby that I need an answer from, and we'll move on. But my question is, why fish are considered an asset? Why don't we automatically assume that moose and caribou wouldn't be one also? Is it simply because we didn't have the language defining it that way?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Guttenberg, again, I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, there was at least one Supreme Court case in which that involved fish, and the Supreme Court said something about fish. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding, again, I'm checking with Mr. Pound, that there hasn't been a similar case involving game, so it's never been explicitly stated by the court. I think that's what's going on.
Okay. Representative Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fish are a commodity market that's sold and traded, and so it's monetized differently than caribou and bear, even though caribou and bear may be lesser markets in in-kind trade or in Alaska. It's not necessarily recognized as an open trade. I think that's a determination why fish have been at the forefront of being an asset, because they're already monetized. And so when they talk about allocate or appropriated, we're talking about fish in terms of being a value as a commodity, monetized, or not as a commodity in lieu of sports fishing. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wilson.
I don't think you're the one I need to ask this for. I just
go ahead and ask him. He's he can change the cloudiness level.
So does this bill, and I'm kind of looking at the amendment, because the word assets isn't in this. Well, it is public assets, but now we're going to put it in the title also. Does this then change like moose and caribou and bear or whatever? And they now are assets, where before they weren't? Somebody answered.
Did you want to answer
Representative
that?
Wilson, well, again, I think Mr. Pound is more well-equipped to answer that question, although I have a feeling I know what he's going to say.
Representative Wilson, could you ask the question? I apologize.
So this bill, evidently before, fish were assets to the state, but caribou and moose and the other game weren't. And now does this bill say they are?
Representative Wilson, yes, it does. This basically, what happened in the Pullen case? The Pullen case is very specific about fish, declaring fish an asset. All right, and that is really all the Pullen case covers at this point in time. What this bill does is it says that Alaska's game is also an asset and should be managed accordingly.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I am quite confused, because we originally got this bill, which was from Mr. Saxby, that said basically the same thing as an asset, a game, and they'll be managed that way. And yet when we asked for the legal opinion, Mr. Saxby said his personal opinion was one thing, but he read the Department of Law's fiscal note that said that this is going to be very detrimental to the board, because it requires the Board of Game and the Board of Fish to manage things in certain ways, which is going to add substantial time, is going to make a huge impact on the Board of Fish and Board of Game. We've got before us the motion to adopt this, which adds fisheries back in. And if you'll read on the first page of the bill, it says that the boards must regulate in a manner that primarily concerns these as an asset of fish or game, and they'll be allocated or appropriated. So we are getting into exactly the same thing that Alice Colbert, our Attorney General, said in the fiscal note, that this is going to cause huge problems for the Board of Game and the Board of Fish to act on, because they're going to have to go through an entirely different regulatory mechanism for justifying their actions based on allocations of assets instead of their management of game, and that they may not be able to manage game when it's not an allocation issue. And that's what our Attorney General said. And as we heard, Mr. Saxby said he wouldn't give his personal opinion because he had written the bill and he read the fiscal note from the Attorney General, which countered what his personal opinion was. So now we've got another piece of legislation, which is written by the same Assistant Attorney General, that has never went through legal at all. I mean, that's what this one says. Resources did not come through our legislative attorneys. We haven't had Brian Kane or anybody weigh in. They did weigh in, and we've got three pages with this. And the third page, the final paragraph, says, read together, the principles set forth in the two cases stand for the proposition that fish and game are public assets that are not subject to appropriation through the initiative. That significant interference with the board's allocative decisions constitutes a prohibited appropriation, and that virtually all conservation and development related decisions are allocative in nature. The above language restates these propositions for the Board of Fish and Game. We do not know how this is going to impact the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game in their management authority. They're supposed to have broad management authority. The Board of, our Attorney General told us that the original bill is going to have severe consequences. We don't have any revision of that Attorney General opinion to us, that this will not have severe consequences. And I am very reticent to adopt a committee substitute not written by our division without any legal opinion from either us or from the AG saying that this is in any way solve the problems, when it still says they must regulate under these parameters. So I still have my
thank you. Mr. Berry, your problem. Comments?
Mr. Chairman, first of all, it's my understanding that Assistant Attorney General Saxby didn't have any part in the drafting of the original legislation.
That is correct.
The memo from which you read, Representative Seaton just read, Mr. Chairman, was, as I understand it, written by Assistant Attorney General Saxby as comments on the original sponsor substitute for House Bill 348. Since then, Mr. Saxby has been working with the sponsor on this new language, which you see before you, which is the CS. That, as I understand it, was in fact either drafted by or certainly approved by Mr. Saxby. And what we have in writing, again, as I understand it, Mr. Chairman, from Mr. Saxby, is this two-page document you all should have that says preferred option at the top. And that is an indication, assured by Mr. Saxby, that he prefers this language, which is the language you see before you in the committee substitute, and that it addresses the concerns he expressed in his initial comments on the sponsor substitute. Does that remove any clouds at all, Mr. Chairman, Representative Peter?
Not any at all, sir.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. The Chair, Representative Seaton, I would say that the Board of Fish has been operating under this since 1997 because they are operating under the Poland decision, and this language is supposed to mirror the Poland decision.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Seaton.
Well, that's not the case, because this language here, by statutory language, says now that the board must regulate in a manner, in this manner. The board has broad statutory authority. The Supreme Court found that an initiative could not take over that because it's an asset, but there's nothing in the Constitution or the statutes that require the board of fisheries to allocate in this manner primarily as an asset of fish. And so there's a far cry from saying that the court said that you can't do an initiative because it's an asset versus putting the burden on the Board of Fisheries that they must make all their management decisions based on an asset allocation. And there is a huge difference between those two burdens, that one prevents an initiative and the other that mandates that the board must take all its actions regulating as an asset. And so, Mr. Chairman, if we want to get a legal opinion on that, that would be fine. I'm still uncomfortable adopting something that goes, here we don't have a new written fiscal note from the Attorney General. Maybe I heard wrong, but I heard Mr. Saxby say that he was not, that he had had some formulation in the original bill and that he was not expressing his opinion, and when he read directly from the fiscal note the other day. And so if I'm mistaken in that, I apologize, but I thought that that's what I had heard as his testimony.
Mr. Chairman, we have no problem removing Board of Fish from this language.
I'd want to hear that from the sponsor, Representative Keller.
Yeah, Wes Keller for the record. That's absolutely true. We thought it was a positive for fisheries. It isn't going to harm the bill in any way to take fisheries out.
So, is someone here wanted to, first of all, we haven't adopted the working draft yet, but you would say if we did adopt the working draft and we made an amendment to remove fisheries and the bill became exclusively the Board of Game, then you'd be okay. I'm just kind of looking around the committee here, seeing if we do adopt it, it's on the presumption that we will make that amendment to it, and want to make sure that we are all okay with that. Representative Wilson?
I'm just looking at this, even for the Board of Game, how have they been looking at it? Have they been looking at it as an asset, or have they been looking at it another way? And would this completely change the way they deal with things? I think we better know for sure what we're doing here before we do it. I mean, I just think can we just set it aside until we get some legal counsel on this?
I think Mr. Pound and Representative Keller and Mr. Berry probably can lay that question to rest, I hope. Mr. Pound, why don't we start with you? And if not, we'll default until we get some satisfaction here.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, obviously the Board of Game has not been managing game at the present time as an asset because they don't have any language that allows them to do that. Again, this goes back to the same principle as the Pullen decision in Fish to eliminate management of game by initiative. And what this does is it gives the Board of Game, assuming that we go that direction, which it sounds like we are, basically the same situation of what the way that the Board of Fish right now manages fish as an asset.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, the best I think I could add to that is just that, again, Mr. Saxby is the attorney for the Board of Game and has been for more than 10 years. And so to the extent that what I know is he's comfortable with this language, I'm going to assume that the Board of Game then would be comfortable with it.
Representative Faircloth, do you want to make a comment?
Mr. Chairman, there is an effort here, and I could just go back to my comments about a 90-day session and struggling to try to move things through to effectively respond to what constituents ask us for. And because of that, we have people that we need in our committee testifying somewhere else right now. And so then to compromise that, we'll go ahead and take out another piece, not hearing from our own ledge legal, about how We took a paragraph to replace three pages, and why that still is acceptable, and speaking to Representative Seaton's concern versus an allocation and appropriation of game management. And I certainly can sign something that says no recommendation if the committee chooses to move it forward today. I certainly understand the restraints of a 90-day session, but the bottom line is that everyone is asking us to assume, and I don't know. I've seen it up on the board, stricken out different ways, and I don't want to hold up a bill, but I don't think that we have the people here that can testify in an absolute manner to what this actually does. And so that concerns me, and I just put that on the record that I'm not going to vote no. I'm not going to put don't pass it, because I know that there is something very real that we're trying to address. But the bottom line is Fish and Game should be here to speak to the game issues as well as the fish issues. And our own ledge legal should be here to say if these words, if they agree with what the sponsor's attorney in working with the administration has done for us, especially when we have, as Representative Seaton has stated, a contrary opinion from the GA's office on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. And Representative Guttenberg?
Thank you. Just a question, because I'm feeling this will come up, but 1605221 talks more about who is on the Board of Game and Fisheries than it talks about regulations and stuff. So I'm just a question if it's in the right section, because I was looking for if we took out fisheries, what would it impact? Because sometimes you could be in the wrong section and relate to something you didn't realize.
A good point, Mr. Chairman.
You need some time?
I do need a second, yes.
I can set this aside, and we can proceed with a different bill and return to this one. That'll give you some time, and I don't know if Mr. Saxby will ever be out of there. I think he's probably got rental space if it's dealing with predator control.
Well, I can check, Mr.
Can you swap positions with him?
Not on a bet.
Not for all the tea in China.
Well, let's do that. Let me set this aside. We'll get back to it in a bit. And if you want to leave the room and go find somebody, in fact, you could go there and ask questions, then come back with a statement.
Just look out the wall. We could just.
Right. So that'll give you an opportunity to do that. So I'm going to set this aside, and let's simply go to HJR 31.
Thanks.
Chairman, can we have a brief at ease?
Yeah, we can take a brief And we now have before us CS for HJR 31, version O. And we have the same sponsor.
Do we need to move E?
I'm looking through it and wondering.
31. Oh, 330.
But what do we have to do? Pardon me? E. Yeah. Okay. That's what we thought.
You make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
And so, in order to get the committee substitute, we need version E before us. Representative Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I would move as a working document the CS for House Joint Resolution number 31 Resources, which is identified as 25-LS1385E Kane, dated 2/19/08.
And I'll have a little pause here before I'll ask for an objection.
Should be the one that incorporates our amendment that we
use. Is he going out to retrieve some things for you?
Yeah, I don't have.
All right.
I don't either.
Okay. We'll take a recess again. Versus is now back in session, and we have again before us HJR 31 with some materials for everyone. Representative Keller?
Thank you. For the record, Wes Keller, District 14. I think you all have version E in front of you. I think the committee has improved the resolution, and I thank you and would urge your support and passage.
And we have deleted moose and caribou represent livestock and substituted much of Alaska's wildlife represents a natural food source. Very accurate statement, number two. I doubt if anyone would want to dispute that. Unless we're counting a lot of different kinds of wildlife. So, committee members, HJR 31, the resolution. There was some comment about transmitting electronically, saving paper. However, I think I received an understanding that that often is not done. We're thinking that it's transmitted electronically, and from, is there a note in here?
From Lieutenant Governor.
Okay. Where Lieutenant Governor Parnell discovered that electronic transmission of joint resolutions does not efficiently communicate with congressional officials. So I'd like you all to consider whether or not you want to go with the paper route. Or both.
I think
okay. Or Representative Kawasaki had a comment.
I'm just saying that it doesn't really preclude them from sending it electronically. It just says if they're going to send it.
I'm not going to get it.
And it doesn't really say how to send it, so they can send it both.
Page 2, line 11, after sent, has the words insert electronically.
Insert line 12.
Are you looking at version E?
No.
I have.
E is what we're looking at.
E is the one we're working off of.
Oh, it doesn't have to either.
Well, I was looking at this, the words electronically.
Right. That's my request.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the Sean Parnell, and here is E. Okay, so we're gonna, so we'll just leave it out. Okay, so we're not gonna make a mention of it. It reads, management of fish and game in Alaska should be left to the experts in the state, and copies of the resolution shall be sent to President Ondown, including members of the Alaska delegation and all other members of the 110th United States Congress. So that's where we're standing with that. I'm okay with that. We okay with the resolution then, with the changes? No objections? Representative Wilson?
I don't have an objection because I imagine they would pay the same attention to it.
You are so right. Although I doubt if they get more than one resolution a week.
From us.
Per legislator, yeah.
Representative Fairclough, we have version E in front of us.
I do. Mr. Chairman, thank you. And to your staff also. Representative Seaton's here, not here at the time, and he was the one who had offered the electronic as a possibility. What was it, you, Representative Wilson? My only thought is that when a bill reaches or a resolution reaches a final form, sometimes we're at days before something is happening. And while I concur with the Lieutenant Governor, sometimes some kind of action is better than no action at all. So certainly anyone could bring it forward in an electronic form, but the issue that we might want to consider for all legislation is electronically or and followed by snail mail, only because, and snail mail wouldn't be the appropriate term, but followed by an actual mailing, because sometimes it's time sensitive. So I'm not going to make the motion, Mr. Chairman, just to recognize that the longer we hang on to something, the Postal Service and its new postage requirements sometimes slow it up even
further. Good point. Another penny coming.
Not sure why I can't just go to 50 cents and save us.
I'm perfectly in agreement. I think FedEx would really like that.
Second at it.
Yeah, we'd like to
give me a stamp that works for longer than 30.
Well, they have the forever stamps. You can buy them now, and they're for 41 cents, and they're good forever. So I know we're a little off topic here, but we are talking about communication.
Resources.
We are talking about our resources.
On top of a wolf, on top of a moose, then it...
You'll notice the recording secretary's in pause mode.
It may be appropriate, because the next stamp may have a moose on it.
Okay, so we won't use the word electronic unless, I don't know if Representative Seaton was hard on that, but let's just, if we can, move HJR out of committee. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to move CS for House Joint Resolution Number 31, Resources, with individual recommendations and no physical notes.
And that would be version E. Is there an objection? Seeing and hearing no objections, HJR 31, Resources, version E, moves from committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Faircloth.
Representative Keller, is this your first?
Muted.
No, it is not.
This is, it's not your first one? You mean I can't applaud?
No. But I mean, I'll take the applause. Anyway.
We shouldn't take a break and break out ice cream and things like that, huh? Okay. All right.
I appreciate
it. Let us now go back to your other bill, which we'd set aside and bring it back in front of us. And we have additional paperwork referred to as the less preferred option. I'm sorry, Representative Keller, Mr. Pound. Mr. Pound, would you like to enter some testimony into the record here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'll let you know that it was my fault that this was not included in your packet, and I apologize for that. It was not your staff person's, Rick. This was the less preferred option, and the Department of Law had indicated it. And as you can see, the comments that are underneath of it really are the testimony facts. And this, again, is from Mr. Saxby.
I need to take a recess. We've lost some electronics ourselves here. Is this reconvened? Mr. Pound.
Once again, Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm Jim Pound, staff representative Keller. This is, in the eyes of the attorney from the Department of Law, Mr. Saxby, the less preferred option, primarily because it does not deal with fish at all. His logic in there is that by not applying it to both contexts, there could be some questions as a difference in management style or philosophy between the two boards. As I said, primarily if you notice the original sponsor substitute that we that was before you earlier, we had taken fish out of it as well. And
is that you?
And so therefore, what this essentially does is...
Okay, let me take another recess. Resources back in session. We had some technological difficulties in an LIO being dropped offline. I think we've got everything straightened out now. Before us is committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 348. I'm expecting that we will make some amendments to it. And so now that we have it before us, Mr. Pound, did you want to explain the term less preferred option?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Jim Pound, Representative Keller's staff. The less preferred option was primarily written this way because it specifically is designed only for game. It is in the game section of Alaska statute, which is 1605-255. It does not address fish at all. It leaves fish pretty much where it is right now under the decision of the Supreme Court.
And Representative Keller, you are okay with making some changes to this?
Representative Regatto, yes.
Okay. And so we have it before us. There are a couple of changes that I believe we've discussed that might be appropriate. Anyone here willing to move it? If not, I'll move. Representative Johnson?
Do we want to make those amendments, or do we want
to... Oh, I'm sorry. We have to do something first. We still have a motion on the table to adopt the work draft. once we adopt the work draft, then we can go ahead and amend it. And I think that is the easiest way to go about it, so.
Was there a-
I think the motion was made and there was an objection, so.
Oh, and the maker of the objection is absent.
Ask if there's still an objection.
Ask if there's an objection.
Wow, that-
We have a parliamentarian.
I did have an understanding with Representative Seaton that what he was interested in, and the reason he made the objection was over the term fisheries. And so I'm going to move that, or ask if the objection is maintained, and hearing that no comment, then the objection is not maintained. We now have before us House Bill, Committee Substitute for Response Substitute for House Bill 348, the work draft. Is there another objection?
To moving it?
To accepting it as our working draft. Okay. Without seeing and hearing no objections, we now have before us the work draft. Now we can go to amending the work draft. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move amendment number one.
And that is?
Number one. hearing no objections. Amendment number one would, on page one, line one of the bill, delete Board of Fish and the.
Okay, so the underlined section, which is in here, is the complete amendment number one. Remove
No, one more. And on page seven, I mean, sorry, line seven, page one, line seven, remove fish or.
So we have a two-part amendment, and that is in the title, the word Board of Fisheries, and on line seven, the word fish or. Is there an objection, Representative Wilson?
It's the Board of Fisheries and the.
I'm sorry, Board of Fisheries and the is in the title. That'll be deleted, and also deleted are two words in line seven, fish or. Is there an objection? Representative Guttenberg.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, just to speak on it, and just a question. We're conforming this to the Pullman amendment and the Pullman opinion, and what are we being inconsistent or consistent, or by I understand Representative Seaton's concerns, but if we're leaving out fish, don't we already have fish involved in this?
I believe this is the Board of Games section, and it doesn't address fish in the section. And by making the deletions, we've concentrating the questions about game into the section on game. And if we want to address the sections on fish, it would probably not be the thing we want to do here and with this bill. Representative Edgman, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I was just on line six. I see the word appropriate before board.
Right.
And we probably want to take that out.
Good point.
I think I just got a note from my staff about changing the statute as well, Mr. Chairman. From 1605-221 to 1605-255J.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what's here.
Correct. I just wanted to beat Representative Berkeloff to the punch.
Did you steal that from her?
She was practically going through the book.
Really?
We timed it perfectly.
Okay. What we have, I'll let you do that. What we have before us is an amendment. And Representative Guttenberg, do I hear you making an amendment to the amendment?
No, I'm with
about the word appropriate?
No, I'm
removing. So that was Representative Edgman, right?
Yes.
It was Representative Edgman. Is that amendment to the amendment to also delete the word appropriate on line six?
Chairman, can we just do it all at one?
That's what we're going to do, all in one.
Yeah.
One big amendment.
To the amendment.
As long as we have an amendment to it, we can do it. So we have first of all, let's deal with the amendment to the amendment to include deleting the word appropriate on line six. Is there an objection? Oh, it's appropriate. I'm sorry. Appropriate. Pronunciation is important.
I think I might have my objection between his amendment and his, so I will remove my objection. so that they, you can combine those as one amendment.
So the amendment to the amendment, is there an objection? The word appropriate is now deleted. We now have before us Representative Johnson's amendment. Is there an objection to Representative Johnson's amendment? Seeing and hearing none, that amendment is adopted. We now have before us the bill, and is this where Representative Edgemond, you wanted to make a comment on the statute?
Mr. Chairman, we're trying to get consistency. Jay would be correct, but we're going to have to Mr. Chairman, Representative Fairclough. We're trying to see where 255 fits in. Jay is a correct subsection numbering, but then the chapter will need to be renumbered appropriately or relettered appropriately. That's what we're trying to.
Want to take another recess here?
We might have to.
We're recessed. Resources is back in session. I know there have been some delays here, but we're trying to make it so that when it moves out of here, it is entirely correct. Representative Fairclough.
Mr. Chairman, it has been suggested that we... that we delete lines 4 through 7 and that we take up the language that has been distributed for the less preferred option.
Okay. Now, for the record, we have already adopted an amendment that made changes to lines 4 through 7. It would be...
That's fine. This is going to replace.
We're going to delete it.
So you have now a motion.
If I could move that amendment.
An amendment to
strike lines of 4 through 7 of the resource version for the CS for House Bill 348 and insert the text that's reflected on the less preferred options. That's step number one.
Okay. Let me think about this for a second because we.
Yeah,
we'll do renumbering, but...
And I'll object just because I think we need to discuss it.
And that's fine. We've already adopted an amendment that changes 4 through 7, and if it might be easier for us to rescind the amendment, then what we have before us is the original 4 through 7. Then if I were in legal, I would say this is easy now. Instead of deleting the amendment to 4 through 7, is to just go ahead and delete 4 through 7 and add the less preferred option.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of my amendment was to strike the entire, to bring forward a blank page. And then on the blank page, present what an attorney has drafted as the appropriate language to drop under the subsection that we're trying to amend.
Okay. Is there a reference to 25J the correct reference?
It is, but then we conceptually, my following amendment will be that the drafters need to look at the renumbering. In my understanding of the proposed amendment, this is not a definition, so it would just not drop under J and be a number 6 in a provisional description, a provisional definition of what the text talks about, but this is actually a way to manage, and so it needs to
action,
be J. It's an action item.
And a definition.
Correct.
Okay, so we have amendment number 2, deleting 4 through 7, substituting the language labeled less preferred option, and then we'll go on, if we accept that, then we'll go on and we'll deal with the next amendment, which will deal with your statement that you just made.
I will remove my objection.
Okay. Without an objection, then, we now have adopted amendment number 2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Representative Fairclough.
And just for the record, it was a conceptual amendment. I believe that the drafters need to insert this J and renumber the following subsection that is currently labeled J to K, and then we're fine.
And then re-letter.
Yes. It's re-letter, then renumber.
Okay. Is there an objection to, and we'll call that amendment number 3. Is there an objection to amendment number 3? Seeing and hearing none, amendment number 3 is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, if I could thank Representative Gruenberg, who started us on looking at the numbers to drop this down.
Or Guttenberg.
Guttenberg.
No.
Well, Gruenberg.
You want to see that.
That's perfect.
Gruenberg.
We look alike.
Mr. Amendment.
And Representative Edgen and yourself, sir.
And we done, now we're really in good shape with 348. And and Representative Seaton is here. Hey, let us recap for him.
Eddie's.
We believe we're in good condition. We now want to move out the bill. If anybody has that kind of courage, we'll proceed.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move
CS
for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 38, Resources.
348.
I'm sorry, 348, as amended, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
And I object.
Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's still some questions that were asked. I believe they might have been asked when Representative Seaton was here previously. But, you know, one of them is, how does the word must change the way the board has to operate? We heard Mr. Saxby expound at length on his opinion of that, even though this is his language. I still don't know that. But as far as the bill as a whole, I think we've heard that its primary purpose is to change the way that game is handled as far as ballot initiatives. And I don't know, I believe that that's a bad thing. The state has a history, certainly a recent history of ballot initiatives going one way and the legislature coming back with regards to the board and overturning them. I think that's, we have not address that issue by itself. And I'm not sure if what we have is not the best thing we can get simply by changing the wording. Clearly, one of the legal opinions that we have says, you know, the courts will still do what the courts will do and interpret it regardless of whether we consider it an asset or not. So that this does not change anything except there's going to be another lawsuit. And when the lawsuit turns around, you know, things are never done. They just take another, they have another phase. But, you know, just doing this so that the people don't have the right to ballot box to, initiatives is a concern that I have. And I think it's a bad way for us to manage as well as feeling that others are managing it poorly by doing that. I think us taking it that responsibility or that option away from the public is a concern. So with that, I'm going to maintain my objection and try and figure out how the board is going to must now regulate in that manner, and the courts will decide whether we have changed the definition, changes what they are.
So we have your objection before us. Did you want to make an amendment or just hold to your objection?
Just hold my objection.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Okay. Representative Seaton?
Seaton.
Did you want to pass and leave?
Yeah, pass. I just came. I didn't hear the
wants to pass. Okay.
Representative Roses?
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg?
No.
Representative Edgman?
I'll pass for now.
Be bold.
Representative Kawasaki?
Not here.
Oh. Okay. Representative Fairclough?
Yes.
Representative Wilson?
Yes.
Representative Gatto?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Edgman?
Can I pass the second time?
Pass out.
Not a poker game.
Representative Seaton?
Well, I can't. She let me.
No, she didn't. She made an error.
Yes.
And Representative Seaton was not here for literally the entirety of the testimony, and so he will be excused from voting. Madam Clerk?
So there's six yea, one nay.
With a vote of six yea and one nay and one absent, we move the bill from committee.
Now get out of here and don't.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Now you can applaud.
Okay, we now move to 330, House Bill 330.
Mr. Chair, we probably set a record for the amount of debate on a seven-line piece of legislation.
And I hope it never gets challenged. I want to just keep that record.
I'm not and saying a word.
Are you the sponsor of this bill,
sir? I am. This is a committee bill, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, it's a committee bill. Okay.
It is? So, proud to
when did that happen?
Day one.
Okay, we have the Noxious Weed and Invasive Plant Bill before us. Are you going to be speaking?
Yes, my name is Jeannie Osnes, and I am staff to Representative Craig Johnson. You have before you a CS to House Bill 330.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Johnson.
I would like to move as a working document the CES for House Bill number 330.
Version.
I think we're talking about version O, but I'm looking for staff to correct me. Thank you. 25LS10262 Bullard 21908.
I have called work draft version O. Is there an objection to adopting work draft version O? Representative Guttenberg.
No, normally I would say what's the difference, but unfortunately I wasn't here for the first version, so I hope to hear it.
For you, none.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the same noxious weeds as we had before.
They're becoming obnoxious.
Yeah.
And so, Jeannie, back to you.
For this committee substitute, you will need two statute books.
And are those in the same
bill, yeah.
Are those in the same year?
Mr. Chairman, I noticed that already.
The original House Bill 330 was formed under Article 2 of Alaska Statute 4110. This would be Chapter 10, Soil and Water Conservation of Title 41, which is your public resources. The original bill.
By the way, do you all have, she's reading from copied, from printed page. Do you all have that? It looks just like this. Okay, and it's titled Changes from HB 330 to CS for HB 330, and it looks like just a 3/4 of one page. Okay?
So the original bill. Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
The original bill formed a board and identified the powers and the duties of the board. It delineated advisory groups of the board, agency cooperation, and joint operations. The original House Bill 330 also formed a noxious weed and invasive plant management fund. The CS for HB 330 reincarnates as a state coordinator employed or appointed by the Commissioner of Natural Resources. It is now in Title 3, which is Agriculture and Animals, Chapter 5, Powers and Duties of the Commissioners of Natural Resources and Environmental Conservation, and it forms a new Section 027. So basically, we've taken the original bill and taken the board completely out, and we now have a coordinator, state coordinator. And this bill will allow the Commissioner of Natural Resources to employ or appoint a state coordinator for noxious weed, invasive plant, and agricultural pest management, as well as education. This coordinator will work through the Division of Agriculture, along with state departments, agencies, and institutions. And this person will bring together the aforementioned entities, in addition to the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service and the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts. The Cooperative Extension Service has a broad range of extension agents, and they around the state work with horticulture, which is your nursery and greenhouses, agriculture, invasives, and the rural community development in our rural parts of the state. Through this coordination, the state of Alaska will develop a strategic plan, and more importantly, a start toward limiting the economic loss and adverse effects of the state's agricultural, natural, and human resources because of the presence and spread of noxious weeds, agricultural pests, invasive terrestrial and aquatic plants in the state. We have taken approximately a 200 and, well, exactly a $236,800 fiscal note down to about $80,000. And we have online, I hope, still, some folks from Department of or Natural Resources, Division of Ag. And we also have people online who would be available for questions should you have specific questions regarding the plan,
okay, thank
strategic
you.
Plan.
Online we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 people who may probably don't want to testify but wish to be available for questions. I'll read their names. Gino Graziano, Alaska Association of Conservation. Jamie Nielsen, University of Alaska. Larry Johnson, DOT. Francie Havemeister, DNR. And Doug Warren, Stony Wright, and possibly some others. I'm sorry, one more. Alaska Farm Bureau, Bryce Wrigley. So we have plenty of people to ask questions to if we want to, and I know you don't have that list, but, and apparently Bryce Wrigley wanted to testify from the Alaska Farm Bureau. Bryce Wrigley, are you available?
Yes, can you hear me?
Very clearly, go ahead. We need your identification.
I would like to testify only if there are changes to the bill. I'm comfortable with it as it is. If there are amendments to be introduced in committee, I would like to have the opportunity to do that.
Well, when you say if there are changes to the bill, you do have the current version?
I do.
Thank you. Representative Wilson?
I'm just wondering if the Alaska Conservation Alliance did make some comments on the bill and not on the draft. I'm just wondering if it was brought into it because I thought it was actually a pretty good idea. It says this is on page 2 of the there was 2 pages of that correspondence, and on page 2 they asked, it says the second definition of invasive species should be amended so that it does not include species natural northern migration due to the effects of global climate change. As warming increases, a species' former range may be extended northward. As such, it does not fit the typical definition of an invasive species. This could be accomplished by making sure that alien does not include indigenous species of Alaska that may be naturally extending their range in response to the effects of climate change. And I was just going to ask if you address that at all in your...
The only issue I have with that is it represents complete common sense.
When is that ever
that's
an
true.
Issue?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, because I guess they were thinking that it would make something look like it was invasive when it wasn't.
And excuse me, Mr. Chairman, I believe that the letter was written to the original bill, and she didn't have time to look at the substitute, so...
That's what I'll follow.
Yeah, Representative Wilson.
I guess I was just asking if you did.
Are those changes?
Has that been addressed in this new committee substitute?
With the deletion of the board, we now have most of that kind of information that would come through regulations, which the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts yesterday voted to, one, accept this committee substitute, and two, to take on the task of forming a board that the previous bill, original bill, identified the stakeholders. And so once the weed board for lack of a better name, is formed under the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts. I believe they will take up all comers.
Thank you.
Okay. Representative Edgman, you have a significant amount of invasive weeds in your district. Did you want to testify?
This bill brought considerable laughter when I tried to describe it to some people in our district, but because I used the shorthand version that we were banning about the other day in terms of the name of the board. I noticed a couple things just reading it here, that we, of course, now don't address aquatic plant species, and I'm sure there's an explanation for it, but I'm thinking back to, I can't remember, the Fisheries Committee or this committee, where we queried some mariculture people, and they mentioned with global warming coming at invasive aquatic plants, you know, probably not a problem today, but tomorrow could be a problem. And so I guess that'd be my first question, if I could put that on the table.
Okay.
In the sponsor statement, we do identify terrestrial and aquatic plants in the state. And again, I believe that becomes a part of the board's duties to expand and discuss and develop. There is also within this state a board that's dealing specifically with invasives. And I believe there's a move for that to at some point form a council, which would then be an all-taxa council that would include your aquatics, your mammals, pests, microorganisms, the weeds, everything.
Well, and if I could follow up, the reason I point that out is because I didn't see that in the, and I probably wasn't following you word for word in your description of the bill. I noticed that the definitions were taken out from the original bill, invasive plant and noxious weed. Life is getting confusing here, but I'm remembering a bill that we had to go through the Fisheries Committee. I think it was the Speaker's bill by request that had some definitions in it that I remember thinking that could have fit into this bill. But my question to the bill sponsors, or whatever he calls himself, the Chair of the Resource Committee staff, so the definitions that are currently in statute then are sufficient, so we don't need to have invasive plant and noxious weed defined?
I think at this point that what we have in the statutes is not good enough. We need to develop, and we have to deal with our regulations, update them, and that is what this CS allows the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts to deal with. By not accepting the original bill, we do not have that board under state auspices to deal with all of that. It now becomes recommendations from the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, just a couple other points.
Go ahead.
And not to quibble, I just wanted to get a definition. Thank you for that, Jeannie. We're on version O, right?
Correct.
Yes. Right. So I win another battle with my colleagues to my right. it's turning out to be a good day. My other point was just a point that I noticed page 1, line 11 says shall coordinate with state and federal agencies, and on the second page I noticed line 18, just to state departments and agencies. Should we put federal in front of that agencies just to make it consistent?
I believe that the through the chair, I believe that the committee would the board would not be able to make recommendations to change federal regulations. I believe they can coordinate with the federal agencies, but I don't think they can review and make recommendations directly to the federal agencies. But we do have online people who are probably a little closer to how that works.
We have a multi-decade farmer in the audience. Did you want to make some testimony by any chance?
If it would be helpful.
And you're familiar with the bill?
I Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you come forward, identify yourself? I think we recognize you, but we need it on the record.
Members of the committee, through the chair, my name is Pete Pellman. Staff for Representative John Harris, and also a farmer in the state of Alaska for 20-some-odd years. Language. let me get my thoughts going. I was just working on another piece of legislation and stopped in. The proposed change, maybe some questions could get me started. Bryce, I mean, I'm sorry.
Representative Edgman, go ahead.
We were just discussing whether on page one of the bill, on line 11, it talks about coordinating with state and federal agencies and
right.
a bunch of other organizations and user groups, and then turning to page two where it says, line 18, review and make recommendations to state departments, and it appears the intent of the bill is not to include federal agencies, but you coordinate on the first part, but you don't make recommendations to the federal part.
And I think what we're dealing with here is because we have there's the federal agencies are out there, and they're already working throughout all the lower 48 and so on. And there's lots of programs going on. There's lots of funding involved. And the feds already have a certain level of standards already set. Like through the NRCS, there's the Natural Resource Conservation Board. But the NRCS is Natural Resources. There's a lot of money involved. They already have all of their standards are set in their laws. In order for us to qualify to get some of that money, we need to be able to make this person, this weed board person, able to go and consult with them so we can match our program to whatever the qualifications are at the federal level. And so all he can do, he can't really make recommendations because it's already there. All he can do is consult with them to make sure our recommendations meet their guidelines.
So instead of some words in there that deal with review, to review and make recommendations. Well, I'm not sure what the language would be, but they're probably allowed to do that without us putting it in statute.
Representative Gatto, you're exactly right. And we want to be careful with this, not to lock ourselves in with statute that doesn't allow us to develop a plan. Because otherwise, you know, there's a lot of things we can do in regulations that we want to do. And we just want to give this board and this person the opportunity to work with all these different entities, all these different agencies, and create something that works, put that in regs so that it can be modified with time and so we can make it work. If we lock it in the statute, we're going to be going through this process again every year.
Would we be better off deleting things like state and just leaving the words recommendations to departments and agencies? Which then leaves us open to addressing any agencies and delete state and federal agents and just deal with the word agencies, users, public groups, etc.
And the reason
and not lock ourselves down to some one page it says state and federal, another page it says state departments.
Representative Gatto, so that the reason being that now we haven't defined it as state, so that it would be federal or state. Is that what your point is?
Well, if we just delete it, and we're just going to deal with agencies, that includes the universe.
Right. I understand.
So we have no requirement that, or no obligation that says, well, it's restricting us to state, or state and federal if you're on a different page.
Representative Gatto, I think that's a good point. I think that would probably help this legislation be a little more fluid so that we have the opportunity to make changes on the go.
Okay.
And through the chair, one of the once we've taken the board from the original bill out of statute and it becomes part of the Alaska Association of Conservation Districts, we need to have some way to bring in at least four of our state departments. We need the Department of Transportation. We need Department of Environmental Conservation, and we need DNR, and we need who am I missing?
Fish and game.
Yeah, fish and game. So, at some point we need to look to some way to have the state departments identified. And this didn't specifically identify those four, but we want to allow that coordinator to.
Are you suggesting that we put language in there that says including DNR, DOT, down to town.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that by having state departments in here, it leaves it wide open so that if, in fact, we need to talk to Department of Commerce or some other department, we
okay, I understand.
Be allowed to.
Representative Roses?
Mr. Chair, I think if we look at lines 18 through 20, where we're referencing, do we want to take out state departments and just talk about agencies? The problem is they're going to review and make recommendations regarding state regulations and statutes. So I don't think we want them just reporting to some, any agency or every agency. We want to be specific in where they need to address the concerns. So I think the way it's worded is perfectly appropriate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Working in the first section to talk about coordinating with the different entities, both at the state and federal level. But over here, we only have the power to make changes at the state level, not at the federal level. So I think the way it's written, it appears to accomplish the objective. And although I understand giving the broader scope by removing those, I think we may be, in effect, watering this down to the point to where we may have a less effective process.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm probably going to speak something I really don't know about, but I think this has to be a state board before it has to be state recognized. And if we sanitize state out of it, I'm not sure we'd have the same ability to go to that federal pot of money and get from it from a strictly private entity, because it has to be a state plan with a state coordinator. So I think if we sanitize state out of it, we're running the risk of not being able to go after the federal money to help us eliminate this problem. And that is kind of the purpose of this whole piece of legislation.
Yes. The question is,
We adopted it.
We did.
Okay. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you. If I'm right, this has a 3-year for sunsets. Is that enough time to do what we want to do? Or is just intent to bring it back up for review?
Representative Guttenberg, we are real concerned about fiscally making sure that the money we invest in this at the state level really accomplishes something. And the reason for putting a sunset in there was to make sure that the individual, whoever it happens to be, is going to be held accountable and know that if there's not something being accomplished, if we're not getting some federal money, if we're not getting this program together, this job is going to go away. And so it's our effort to make sure that we have fiscal accountability in the Division of Agriculture to make sure that we see some performance.
Well, thank you. Pete, you're a farmer. It takes place on this summer, sometimes if it passes. Then the 08 season is gone. It, 09, probably still implementing something. 010 growing season is in place. And then is that enough time to see somebody working on eradicating noxious weeds to actually see if a long-term strategy is?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg. For one thing, a lot of the groundwork is done. The SNPM's board has done a lot of work. Soil and water conservation districts already exist. They already have plans, they already have maps. They already know and have identified a lot of our weeds and our problems. They already know how to do the control. They already know what works and what doesn't. And so what we're doing now is we're trying to get a person in a Division of Ag to gather all that information together and provide us with this plan so that now we can start to fund, you know, this from federal money. Now, there is a concern, and I appreciate your perspective, because if you look at a growing season, so we're not really talking about this first part of implementing all of this plan. Some of this is taking place already. Some of it is coming. But the concern is correct. Your thinking is correct, because if you implement a plan June 1, and so you go and you disc your fields or you spray your fields or whatever part of the plan you're doing, you go through that growing season, 3 months. You go into winter, and some of this stuff you won't know if it's worked until the following season. So yes, you're correct that, you know, we need to be aware of that, and there has been discussion about that. But I think overall, it's not how well the plan is working. It's really whether or not we're making a plan, and that's what we're trying to do with this.
Okay. Further? Possible we could get out of here on time early. Representative Johnson, since you've been the chief bill mover today.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wasn't sure ready for that. Mr. Chairman, I would like to move the CS for House Bill number 330 as amended, version O, as amended with attached fiscal notes.
We didn't amend it.
Version O it's no amended.
The one before us.
Yep. Okay. I'd like to move version O, CS for House Bill number 330, version O, with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Is there an objection? Seeing and hearing none, please stay while we sign the documents. Representative Guttenberg.
Can you co-sponsor a committee bill?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you co-sponsor a committee bill? I didn't think so.
I don't know. I do want to make an announcement. Friday, we don't have a meeting.
We have a regional affairs committee co-sponsored the resource.
I get the finance committee to co-sponsor.
Obnoxious analyst salmon hunting. Yeah. Aerial salmon hunting.
Well, I thought about it.
Sit down and
obnoxious weed hunting. Aerial
on the web. No. Put in Bob Buick stuff on the web.
Yes.
I did have a meeting this morning with Kim.
Have you done 30? Did you do 31?
Yeah.
Kim, I was going?
Yeah.
Yeah. HJR?
Yeah, it's
fine. Okay. Good job, Paul.
If there is no objection, I'm going to adjourn. Anybody have anything to say?
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Representative Seaton.
Well, congratulations on going from a board to
we're
a
still,
position.
We're still in session. Representative Seaton has a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I guess I'm just concerned, hopefully we adopted this
Less preferred option.
Yes, the less preferred option as a conceptual amendment.
Yes, and did.
Great, I'm very pleased with that. And I would like to say that I would be hopeful that in all our dealings, we try to get things drafted by Ledge Legal to come before us instead of from the administration. We found that in AGEA and many other things where we had the Department of Law drafting bills that aren't in our forms and all, and so I would just hope that as we go forward, we can try for getting our drafters to draft things for us. Appreciate that.
Further comments? Hearing and seeing none, we're adjourned.